This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, it helps me turn the mic on, doesn't it? Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I really do love it when you guys get involved in the conversation and involved in the solution, you know, for all intents and purposes. It means a lot to me. Yeah, there is, God bless, there's just so much going on. Really, Sonya Schmidt's going to join me right after the break. You know, in light of seeing the rest of the video, the leaked video this week, how come there's no uproar in a positive way, if you would, that it seems like the problems that the video shows. Look, I just totally... My brain and my screen went blank at the same time. So, the leaked video that we saw on George that had been killed by the police officer, and I know some people, you know, don't want to call it being killed, but you know what? I know he had his issues. I know he was having trouble breathing to begin with when the police officer put his leg on that man's neck for, I don't know, what was it, 8 or 9 minutes. That's a problem. That's an issue. Right there. But we saw the real video from start to finish, right? Why wouldn't the Attorney General allow that to be put out earlier? I mean, it was leaked, so he didn't allow it to be put out at all. But I want to get Sonya's take on why that wasn't put out earlier. And, you know, this release stuff because of coronavirus, you know, corona is so dangerous. We're releasing people that are already in jail for dangerous things to begin with. And then what happens is we're putting people in jail for not wearing a mask. I want you to think about that for a minute. So we're not worried about you if you didn't wear a mask or if you, you know, broke one of the rules or you worshipped in church one too many times. We're going to arrest you. You heard de Blasio. Right? A Virginia rape suspect who was released from jail because of concerns regarding the new coronavirus immediately went on to kill the woman who had accused him. I mean, are we thinking any of this through? Are they thinking any of this through? Because, you know, my understanding is they're not released for good. Either they're supposed to turn themselves back in at some point in time, or they're out on an extended probation. The Washington Post was the first to report that Ibrahim Boachi shot and killed a woman in late July after he was released April 9th. Boachi was indicted last year on charges that include rape, strangulation, and abduction. This isn't a guy that you should let out. Okay? I mean, seriously, think about it. And we don't even know, it doesn't say in the article whether he pleaded down. You know, sometimes they'll plead guilty to a lesser charge. He might have tried to kill her after. Think about this. Charges included rape, strangulation, and abduction. So he abducted her, he raped her, and then he strangled her, trying to kill her, maybe. Did they really believe that he wasn't going to go try to kill her afterward? I just say, this is craziness. He was jailed without bond in Alexandria until the pandemic hit. Jailed without bond. So they must have thought he was dangerous. Fauci's lawyer argued that he should be freed awaiting trial because the virus endangered inmates and their attorneys. He was released on a $25,000 bond over the objections of the prosecutor. They knew how dangerous he was. The circuit court judge, Nolan Dawkins, released Fauci on the condition that he only leave his Maryland home to meet with his lawyers. Well, listen. Somebody who's going to rape a woman is surely going to listen to what the judge has to say, isn't he? I mean, look at, when it comes to pedophilia, when it comes to raping women, I mean, these are, for me, I'm sorry. And, you know, and what we saw happening on some of those videos, you're punching old women in the face. What a man you are, right? Here I go again. What a real man you are when you know, when it comes to pedophilia or raping young children. Raping a woman. Beating up on an old woman. This is what we've come to. Are we hearing about it? I always say to people, is it just that we're hearing about it more? Or is it happening more? No, it's happening more. We've become less and less... we don't care about other people anymore. No, come on, think it through. We don't care about other people. One of the things I used to say a lot on the show was, it used to be in the old days, when you saw a couple of nuns walking down the street, for instance, you had enough respect to understand that they gave their lives to a bigger cause. They gave their lives to a cause that had nothing to do with enriching themselves. And you had enough respect for you could, I don't know, whatever. Good morning, sister. Good afternoon, sister. I mean, whatever it was, you at least said hi to them and that kind of thing. Right? Now you've seen them. You've seen them belittled. You've seen them struck, you know, hit by young kids in the street. What are we doing? Yeah, it's one of those days for me. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm watching all these videos. I'm listening to people talk. And it's like we have no respect for each other anymore. It's just crazy to me. And look at the young people that are involved in these riots. No, they're not protests. They're riots. If you're a Democrat or you're listening to some of these people that are saying the majority of these are peaceful, they're not. Look at what's going on right now in Portland. Well, if you just get your troops out of there. Well, they weren't troops to begin with. Let's start off there. This wasn't this bad until, you know, Trump sent in the troops. Well, no, that's not true either. The violence was there ahead of time. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That is my favorite rejoin. Really, seriously. I don't know. Do we have a mic? Can you hear me?
Huh?
Oh, well, I can't hear me, but that's okay. I don't need to hear me, I guess. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the... You want to be part of the conversation because that means you're part of the solution. That's how I look at it anyway, but I'm usually not the sharpest knife in the drawer either, so anyway. But I know somebody who is, and I love having her on the show with me because, you know, really... You know, everybody's going to take this the wrong way, but I'm just going to say it. She adds some color to the show. You know, like my wife. My wife, for me, everything would be black and white. Everything in the house, any shade of white you want is fine by me. You know what I'm saying? Because then I don't have to worry about whether it matches or not. But, Sonia, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Well, howdy do.
So far, so good. I'll let you know in a minute. You know, as long as the electronics keep working, because a few minutes ago they were giving me some trouble.
Oh, no.
Oh. You know, it's like, you know, when the space shuttle, the rocket ship, they do the liftoff. Like, three, two, wait a minute, what happened to the screens?
And oh, that's,
That's what the hell the show started. Everything went black. Wait a minute. Huh? What?
That's why I pre-record my shows. That's exactly why I pre-record and edit my shows. So when I blast them out there, they do exactly what I expect them to do.
All right. So speaking of your show, tell people where they can find you so we can get to talking.
They can always find me at rangebroadcasting.com/Sonia/. And you can watch all of my archives there. Watch my shorts. They're more, they're like 3 to 5 minute shorts on Facebook. The Sonia Schmidt Show on Facebook. And of course, go to my website where you can subscribe and help and donate. We can't do this without your help, so we really appreciate you donating. I know Joe talks about this a lot.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It is, people don't realize it. Sometimes they think we're just whining for money, but this is a reality here. The social justice, platforms have really cut us way back to the point where it's almost impossible. Many of you know that we got pulled from Vimeo. And, we were on Vimeo for 3 years, and then all of a sudden, bang, gone, because they didn't like what I was saying about COVID. And there were thousands of people watching on Vimeo. So they know it. They see the numbers, and they turn around, and they say, you know, no more. That's it. We've had it with you, because you might make sense, and somebody might listen to you. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. And if you don't help, you're buying into, you're helping the left, to be honest, because, you know, I've seen Joe's studio, my studio. In fact, I had to turn my washer and dryer off just so you could hear me. But Joe has a real studio. If he has a computer that goes down, some technical problems, he's paying a producer. And all he's trying to do is save America, get the information out to America. And when that stuff goes down, he's got to pay out of pocket. It seems like this would be a free, fun thing to do, to just sit in your, you know, your kitchen / studio and record. But it's really quite difficult. And you can see how they're shutting us out of social media.
Yeah.
Didn't they just shut Trump down for a day out of his Twitter account?
They pulled some of his stuff down. They pulled one of the companies that supports him. They actually suspended their ability to take ads out. They actually had my ability to take ads or to put ads on Facebook down for a while, because we do some consulting for some people. We help people get elected to offices. And you know, if they pull us down from there, we're dead. And that's why I keep telling people, stop getting locked in. You know, you brought up Range Broadcasting, okay? I mean, the owner of that is a great guy. We both know him. He's a good guy. And he's opening up other platforms. He's doing other things for us to get our message out. You need to be supporting them. Why do we keep supporting?
Exactly.
Why do we as conservatives keep trucking forward towards the cliff like, all right, I'm going to beat this thing? Right?
I don't even think that we're thinking about beating it. And I don't think that you understand. It's not just about Joe getting shut down or me getting shut down or all the other people. It is about you, America. Yeah. Being shut down.
Amen.
This is one of the scariest notions that I have felt in a very long time, is how our media can shut us out of information. We know what it's like when we lose electricity for the day or whatever, or our phone isn't charged. So that's what it's like. It's a perpetual, your phone ain't charged. So,
no, I would think, remember when everybody went, and that's when Facebook went down for what? 4 hours, one day, 5 hours?
4 hours!
The world stopped
our
spinning.
Lost our minds. And there's so many wonderful people. If you don't have, you know, there's just so many wonderful people. And please just subscribe to our website so we have an opportunity to contact you and let you know what's going on. Because trust me, and you can see this, America is heading into a spot where we will not have communication with one another. We're already wearing our muzzles. We've been very good. And I understand, you know, we're just trying to keep it safe and safe for other people. But to me, it is very symbolic of shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah. No
Don't
question about it.
Don't talk to one another.
No, it's, you know, I was thinking before I got on the air, I'm putting together this montage of Joey B's, I don't know, what do you want to call him, misspeaks? And you and I come from, it's like, hey, Joey B, right?
So Joey,
so Joey B's out there. Well, come on, what's his favorite saying? You know his favorite saying? Come on, man. Right?
Come on, man.
Like, that's what he's totally lost.
And then he'll say something, right, that's just the precursor to him saying something insulting.
So apparently Joey B thinks that all black people come from this little village in Kenya. because you have no diversity. So there's no black people in Belize. There's no black people that care. I mean, this guy's amazing. But let me ask you a question. With all his black missteps, if you would, can you imagine if Trump did this one time? It would be a 24/7 news thing, 365 days, right? I mean, seriously.
We know that. But I don't know that anybody on their side has even heard the stupid thing that he said about black people yesterday. You know, I'm sure they're not airing. If they're airing that on CNN, yeah, they're covering for him. So.
Oh, nothing. You won't hear anything on that. And
I don't think a lot of black people are running out to vote for Biden. Sorry.
I agree with you. And I like the follow up to it, though, which was the Hispanic community. They care about things. They care about all kinds of things. I mean, you can't get any more vague than that, right? I mean, and this is the guy they want to put in the White House. Yeah, let's see. Hispanic community.
And it's funny to us, but what if they're cheating? They're shenanigans. What if it happens? Then we've got this vague-brained, you know, guy being our president. It's really quite scary. And when you look at the list, of what Trump has accomplished, President Trump has accomplished, I can see why he's a little salty right now, because he's got to run against this buffoon. You know, it's like, I got better things to do.
Yeah.
This should not even be a contest.
Right.
Why am I having to even discuss this?
I agree with you. I mean, he's sitting there right now going, my God, you couldn't even get Bernie Sanders in? Are you serious?
Exactly.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Sonya's going nowhere. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. A lot going on, a lot to talk about, a lot to deal with. And you know what? Who better to keep me on the straight and narrow, to inform me greatly, than Sonia Schmidt, who I always love having on the show with me. Sonia, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate your time with me, and I know that I know you want to get out to the disco, so we're going to move along quickly. So
I got to get to the club. And by club, I mean bed, because I'm so old.
God. No, it is. It's I get the club. Man, there's a term I haven't heard in a long time. So, you know, being part of the team, so to speak, I guess you're, when are you going to wear your Kanye West hat for president?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what is he running? Is he not running? Is he just walking? What's his story?
He can't even get on the ballot in his own hometown now.
That's right. He's going like, because it's short of 270 electoral votes. He can't do it. So, I don't know. You know, and isn't he he thinks he's a spoiler for Biden, but wouldn't he be a spoiler for
Trump?
For Trump?
I don't, listen, other than the young people who don't, yeah, thank you. Other than the young people who really don't vote to begin with, I mean, who of his fans would actually go to the polls to vote for him? Because his wife ain't behind him on this one, is she?
Oh, that's true. But you mean his new, like, since he's turned Christian, those fans, I think they might be behind him. Yeah. They might be supportive, but not enough to not vote for Trump.
No. I mean, listen, he's out there screaming. Who was it? Harriet Tubman, right? He's at some event, and he's screaming, you know, we've been lied to about Harriet Tubman. She wasn't saving black slaves. She was leading them back to the white people up north. Going, yeah, because they were the ones that were helping the slaves get away. Hello?
Oh, little Kanye. I really appreciate everything he's going through, and I know he's got his issues. He's an incredibly talented man, but I think he needs to leave this president to run thing away. Just throw it away and never think about it again.
Just play your music. Whatever. I don't even listen
play
to him.
Music.
I don't know what his music is like. I don't listen to the man, but a lot of people seem to like him. What?
Well, listen to his Christian album.
Okay.
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. It's very inspired. I don't know what he's done since then in terms of his Christianity, or, I mean, I don't know. So I'm not casting asparagus, as my daughter would say. But running for he's just throwing, this is already too complicated. We've got the left cheating. We've got a moron running on the other side. We've got Nancy Pelosi, who thinks she's going to take over for the president. We've got a pandemic. We're locked in our homes. We don't need Kanye.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying is we just don't.
Listen, here's something that should make your hair stand straight up, okay? You got Joe Biden. Let's just say, God forbid, he should win with Karen Bass as vice president. Now, she is the biggest communist we've had come through this country in forever, right? And you would have to pray for those two to stay alive, because who would be third in line? Nancy Pelosi for president. Is that the best we have, the three at the top? God.
This is too crazy. It's, you know what? I can't wrap.
Go ahead.
I can't wrap my head around everything that's going on. And I'm going to, can I just disclose something to your audience right now? You asked me to fill in for you for more hours than I think that I'm capable of. And one of the main reason that I don't think I'm capable of it is because I can't watch the news long enough. I can't watch what's going on in this country long enough to be informed, to be aptly informed. And I know that you have to study this stuff, but it gives me a sick stomach. There's too much going on, and it's all crazy.
Yeah.
It's not like if we were just watching politics as normal and we were strategizing and it was this, what we're going through is insane and, dare I say, demonic.
Well, no, it's funny you should say that, because we did. We had a long discussion last night about that, about the spiritual side of this and the evil side of this. I mean, seriously, when you have Joe Biden up there and others in that party saying that they're godly, they love God and God and country, and that Donald Trump doesn't love God, doesn't care about people, he only cares about himself. I'm thinking, have you looked, Joe? I mean, you're applauding partial birth abortion. I'm sorry, and my God doesn't really approve of partial birth abortion. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure what God they're talking about. They have not said anything about those kids. I think, I believe it was in Portland, burning Bibles last week.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure what God or what religion, you know. I never heard Joe Biden say anything about God that wasn't scripted, just like Nancy Pelosi. One of the funniest things I heard her say years ago was, I love the word, and the word is, she couldn't come up with the word. I'm like, these people are sick, they're struggling, but on the other hand, I would say, I wonder if they are struggling. There are many days when I feel like they're winning. And I feel if it weren't for people like you and your show, I would want to quit, crawl into a hole and go, you know what, let them have it. But, you know, we just have to stay fighting. What's the choice? I heard Dennis Prager this morning say something that I thought was really interesting. People asked him if he was optimistic or not about what's getting ready to happen, what's happening now. And he said, well, even if I weren't optimistic, what would I do? I would still have to help save America. And that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what.
Oh, you never give up. You never. You know what? I'm going to.
I want to give up, though.
I'm going to put your picture up behind me. I don't know if you've ever seen that one where the frog is in the mouth mouth of, I don't know, it's a seagull or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And the frog's got his hand on the seagull's throat, so he can't even swallow him if he wants to. And the caption is, never give up. And
never give up.
That's kind of where I'm at. It's like, either I'm too stupid or stubborn, but I ain't going to give up, because we have too much here. Look at what our founding fathers gave up.
Wow.
They knew going into it they were going to give up. They could give up their lives, their properties, their families. Some of their families were tortured and killed. Their properties were burned down. And what do we? I hear people say, Joe, I wish I could do what you do, but I don't want to lose my job.
You're so courageous. Nope, it's either stupid or it doesn't matter. What do you? People are afraid to defend their liberty and their freedom because they might get the flu.
Look at real numbers. Use two of those brain cells that God gave you to rub together and come up with a real answer. I mean, you look around. We lost 80,000 people last year to the flu. Did we close the country down? No, we didn't close the country down.
But fear works, Joe. We're living it. And the left is, they're they're so good at throwing fear down our throats. And they've systematically done this over the years that they know. Now, I think even still, as extreme as this feels to us, these are only trial balloons for them. But they are seeing how far they can go, how much they can shut us down,
yeah,
how easily we give away our liberties, our freedoms, our guns, or this, that, or that, and the other.
Good points.
Don't go to church. Don't go to church. We didn't.
Don't go to church. You know, it is what the old saying, you know, divide and conquer. And when you keep people away from each other, whether you're religious or not, this strength when people come together for a cause. They don't want us together. They don't want us together talking about this cause. When it comes to church especially, you know, at some point in time, people are going to rise up. John MacArthur, who is not an outspoken political guy normally, you know, he spoke out 2 weeks ago, and now they're gunning for him at the state level, which is, we bow to Christ. We don't bow to the state. We don't bow to Caesar. We're called to worship. And he called on all pastors to open their churches and said, we need to be in there worshiping and not worried about what the government is going to say to us. I don't know if we have the guts to do it.
I never thought I would see this gauntlet thrown in my lifetime, but here we are, and what are we going to do about it? And I do see more churches opening up and defying the government. And I think once you get in bed with them with the whole tax relief thing, then it becomes complicated. And I think a lot of pastors don't or aren't pastors because they have heard from God. So
I'm
requires
with you there.
That
yeah, right. Well, why are you a pastor? Because I want to drive a nice car. I don't know.
I want a nice car. Some of them are. Oh my God.
But listen, I know. I make some people crazy because I don't have a problem with some pastors doing well. You know, it's really funny how
right. Earn your money.
Well, earn your money. I mean, some of these guys are flying all over the place, introducing people to Jesus, you know, doing what they can. Could they fly commercial? Sure they can. They can get there 5 hours late, lose their luggage, lose their equipment like the rest of
just
us.
Just like the rest
happens
of us.
The rest of us, right? But the hypocritical side of that is these guys love people like, the Microsoft and you know, Gates and those people. They hold those people in high esteem. So I guess Satan's kids can have all the money there is that's printed, but God's children can't have no money for some reason. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Show me to your house. We'll be back in a minute. Am I depressing you? Don't worry about it. I got some stuff that'll help you out.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendabite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki,
Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website. I want you to give me your email address. We send out one email a week, okay? It's not crazy. I don't inundate you every day because I hate when I get emails every day. Matter of fact, I'm still going to vote for Donald, but I cannot take the 13 emails a day I get from him and Eric and Donald Jr. And what's her name? The one is dating Donald Jr. or whatever. I mean,
Guilfoyle.
I mean, oh, we're missing your name. No. Obviously, you're not missing my name because I get 13 emails a day from you. Don't lie to me. Come on, guys, knock it off. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me very much. And Sonia, I mean that sincerely. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your
time. I appreciate being here so much. Really, I do.
Good.
It's a pleasure. I've known you for so long, and I'm so happy for your success. And I just, like, I want to be you when I grow up.
Nobody wants to be me when they grow up. I mean, remember when I first met you, you were making fun of Michelle Obama. It was that food
video. I was not only making fun of her, I was playing her on the national stage. If you go to my website, you'll see, well, I'm getting my website redone, but I have pictures of me in costume. I did Laura Ingraham's play called The Obama Diaries. It was just me and Laura Ingraham and the guy who played a dead-on impression of Obama. It was just the three of us.
I remember
that
him.
Play, so that was lots of fun.
Yep. So, you know, it was great. And then you did that little video, and I just thought that was hilarious. And and at a time where, man, can you imagine if you tried to pull that off today?
We couldn't pull it off then. Even people on the right were scared of it. So, I mean, when I did a play called Ladies of the Right, and it was a two-woman play, and the woman I worked with, she was a character actor, and she played Harry Reid and just all these different characters on the left. I did the same thing. I did the same thing on the left. I played Al Sharpton. I played Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters.
Whoa.
And I tell you, there was somebody who came over after the play, and she said to me, for the first 30 seconds or a minute or so, I looked around. I was so scared to laugh. I didn't know that we were allowed to laugh. And what we had planned to do, what we wanted to do with this production, is to help use it for people who were campaigning, and it was just like be an opening act and an icebreaker and something fun, because the left does this stuff all the time.
So many people...
We got politicians who said, we love this, but we can't be associated with making fun of the
cowards. We have a party of cowards. Don't you think that? I mean, a party of jellyfish. Cowards. Really, seriously.
And are they picking up anything from Trump, who's showing them that being cowardice doesn't
work? No, they're not. You're exactly right. They're not. And you know, I don't know. See, you're gonna get my blood pressure up, and you know I'm just gonna talk for 3 hours straight, right?
Yeah, me too.
So,
yeah, me too.
I have a fear, and I should say I have a fear. I have a concern, okay? And I've run this by a couple of people, and that is, we're getting to this point where it's kind of like you're teaching your kids that, in my case, or your black that black kids don't like you because you're white, okay, and that you have to apologize for being white. And now you're seeing these things creep up. I don't know if you've noticed it. I was talking to another friend of mine today. Look at the commercials that are coming up on TV. Have you noticed the change in the commercials? It's
absolutely.
Like they're going out to find black actors to put in the commercials. And you say to yourself,
well, I'm available.
Yeah, well, you're a conservative. It ain't going to happen.
I'll do it.
Yeah. And now in Illinois, they're going to start filling the classrooms again, but they're only going to take black kids first. And then when they run out of black seats, they'll take Hispanic kids, and then white kids need to apply after that. And I'm saying, what are you really teaching these kids? What are you really teaching people as a whole? How does this help?
To be honest, I have a guest on my show this week who talks about the inception of all of this stuff that we're witnessing.
Yeah.
Especially in media, the school board, and everything else, which you know very much about. But this is all by design, and this has been going on long before public schools ever started. It's long before Hollywood ever started. They have an agenda. They have a thrust. They have an idea of what to do and how to do it, and we're always playing catch-up and whack-a-mole. So, yeah, I can believe it. Just like the commercials that we've been watching for the past, I'd say, 3-4 years, that have nothing but homosexual couples on, you know, furniture commercials and, you know, home improvement commercials and all of that. So, yeah, this is just... The thing about the left is they are perfectly willing to bide their time. They will throw out test balloons to see how far they can go. And then once they realize it, they might pull back a little bit, but they always march forward. It's the long march through the institutions or through the media or whatever. Our homes, our churches, whatever. But they're willing to do it. And once we think we have a breather, then we kind of stop and go back to the business of being normal people. Well, we're at the point now We can't go back to being normal people. We have to realize the enemy that we're dealing with, or kiss America goodbye. If you're cool with that, then okay.
Oh, they never sleep, and they never stop thinking of ways. It's like, you know,
people never rest.
It's like I always joked, if I gave my youngest son timeouts, he would have planned in a whole time in a timeout how he was going to take me out. Okay? He wouldn't have been thinking about what he did wrong and how he, you know, no, are you out of your mind? And that's what they do. They get beat and they come up with, right? Am I wrong here?
Once they had, you know, my daughter would do that with a pair of tennis shoes, because I was raising kids at the time where tennis shoes went from where we were with kids, where it was $7 for some sneakers to $100 and something for some tennis shoes, and they had to have them. And my daughter would plot and plan how she's going to get these tennis shoes, and even if I made her earn them and say, okay, you got to come up with half of it, that's still $50 on me. That makes no sense for some sneakers.
Yeah, my dad, if I ever went to my dad and said, hey, I want these sneakers, they're $125, he said, good for you. How are you going to get the money?
Good for you. It's nice to want things. It's nice. But now you feel like you're not giving your kids something that's very direly important to them if you can't give them these shoes. And we've gone wrong. We've gone wrong. We've let the left rule our lives, our homes, our churches, everything. And now it's really hard to take that back.
Well, yeah, because everybody wants to be everybody's friend. You know, you went through that. We've heard from other parents. They want to be the kids' friends. I'm just going to put it out there. If you're a 35-year-old woman and you've got a 7-year-old son and you want to be his best friend, you need help.
You got a problem. But you know what? No, I did not have that problem. I told my children early on.
We grew up around it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I told him, I ain't your friend. You can get other friends. You can't get another mother. So my job is to teach you not to be a jerk. So when you go out into the real world, you know how to function in the real world. Yep. And both of my children are amazing. They're amazing workers. They're amazing. And I feel like my job has been done. And I was a single parent. But I knew right away, my job is to not allow you, not train you up, allow you to be a jerk. And I will not disclose which one, but one of them is but voting for Trump.
You are that strong black woman that the left hates. And they hate you because you think on your own. You don't just do what they tell you to do. And I keep telling people, really think about how the left thinks about Hispanics, blacks, women. They don't have any respect for you.
They don't have diversity, don't you know? It's so sad. But I remember I lived a life as a liberal, and that's what got me into the position of having two children out of wedlock, no education, just sort of thinking that things were going to fall into place without me having to do anything, me being just entitled to it because I was black. And when I realized that wasn't happening and I had two female children who I was the role model for, I woke up. I got really awoke, whatever they want to call it. And I was like, you know what? I am the only role model these two female children have, so I better get my life together. And that's when I stayed up nights teaching myself how to write television and getting into that field, and I stayed in there for 22 years until I told them I was a Republican. Then I got kicked out.
But you never saw yourself as a victim. You know, you and I, like, you know, you said we've known each other for a long time. We've had a lot of conversations. I've never heard you say, "Oh, woe is me."
No, I don't know. Maybe you didn't talk to me on a Friday night,
Well, see, you're just upset you got passed away, the disco wave, that they're gone now. So I get it.
I tend to think, you know, what part did I play in things? And I think that that's a natural thing that maybe we on the right have, because I have relatives on the left, and they never think like that. They always think that they're a victim. And, you know, I still haven't talked to my sister, who a couple of weeks ago told me that this isolation and this lockdown is necessary.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, she's never even researched. For them it is. And why do I have to live the rules based on your fears?
You don't. We're going to push back. You're going to see a big pushback coming hard and fast here soon. Sonia, real quick, tell them where they can find you.
rangebroadcasting.com/Sonia/. Watch all of my archives there or follow me on Facebook, Sonia Schmidt Show.
Okay, Joe Messina, your host. Can Trump really sue Nevada for mail-in ballots? We're going to find that out in the next hour. Don't go far.